You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Bill Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live on the Right Side Studios. Man, you got the local, the state, the national, sometimes the international. We cover down on all the issues on this show. And like that dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, welcome to a beautiful spring day. Beautiful, beautiful spring day. It's Tuesday, which we around here, we like to call Camel Eve. But Boomer's on the board. Hey, buddy.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm good.
You good?
I'm good.
More than
Camel Eve.
That's right.
Pretty, and it's cold outside.
Which is weird. I mean, it's you look outside, it looks like spring. It feels like December in Alabama. But I got up this morning, it said 27 degrees. I was like, what is happening?
That's what I did. I got up. I got ready to go run. I walked outside and said, nope. I should have just muscled it up and went for it because that's what I normally would do. But yeah. Then I was like, I could just hang out.
Then you get that wheezy cold air lung feeling. Like, good Lord. All right. Hey, listen, we got a great show laid on for you. 3 o'clock today. Stay tuned. You hear me talk about ZLA Solutions all the time? Well, Andrew Ford, the president of ZLA Solutions, is going to be in studio because we're doing a segment on what's happening with labor participation. So you guys stay tuned for that. 3 o'clock today on the show, Andrew Ford, president of ZLA Solutions, talking about jobs, the economy, all that. So yeah, 3 o'clock. And then I got a triple dipper full of stuff. Hit it, buddy.
The triple dipper. Three stories you've got to know.
That's right, the triple dipper, three stories, three themes, if you will, that you have got to know as we run today's show. So number one, right out the gate, I'm calling the first part of the triple dipper, get a job. Get a job. So Alabama's unemployment rate is great. Alabama's labor participation rate is well below the national average, like by a lot. So what does that mean? We're going to break that down about the number of people trying to find jobs, what the jobs market is like, what employers are having to do to get people in, and oh, by the way, what does it mean for our economy? So yeah, we'll look at all that. Number one on the triple dipper, get a job. Number two, I'm calling it deprogramming woke. I saw this thing, and we're going to play an audio for you later in the show, of a young lady who was just talking to a guy on the street who obviously did not know what to say but felt like he had to apologize for his skin color. Well, she quickly deprogrammed him. So why do you feel that way? Why would you feel that? And it's just, it was amazing. And I got to think, you know what? We need to talk about that. What does it mean to address the issues and be ready for the conversations and don't be that guy stammering on the microphone if you get caught up in a conversation like that? So number two on the triple dipper, deprogramming woke. And then number three, I don't care what the Oscars say, Top Gun is tops. That's what I'm calling it. Top Gun is tops because it just is. It was just the movie. Steven Spielberg says Top Gun saved Hollywood. And yet, what did it do at the Oscars? Nothing. Give me that little womp womp. You got that sound effect? It was just, yeah, that was Top Gun at the Oscars. Biggest movie of the year. Nailed it. Tore it up. And it got an Oscar for sound. That's what it got. So we'll talk about it because in reality, it was the message behind Top Gun that made it so successful along with quality production. Top Gun is tops. We'll talk about it. Speaking of Top Gun, let me jump over to my comments and open up the show with my usual monologue. But I gotta tell you, I'm of the firm belief that patriotism is real, all right? Patriotism is real. Patriotism, love of country, being proud of your heritage, proud of where you came from, willing to defend the honor and integrity of your nation because that's your team. Patriotism is very real. I've not only felt it myself, I've seen it in others. You go to a football game under the lights on a Friday night, someone sings the national anthem perfectly, and it makes you just, well up for a minute. You attend a celebration on the 4th of July, and the Air Force does a flyover right before the fireworks, and it just hits you. I love seeing a giant American flag flying in the breeze, a giant one. But I've also seen the small American flags flapping on the antennas of a military vehicle overseas, and I felt the same way. Patriotism is very real. And patriotism, it's a sentiment. It's a sentiment That is the amalgam of emotion and familiarity, a sense of belonging, pride, protectiveness, and the idea that you're part of something bigger than yourself. Patriotism, it can be bounded by geography, but extended to places beyond your borders because you're willing to go there and defend your home's interest. Patriotism is that sense of relief you get when you come home from another place that you don't call home. Patriotism is the thing that it'll make you take a stand next to somebody who you never would have hung out with back home because he or she is from back home and you are together on behalf of back home. So yeah, patriotism is a deep-rooted thing that wells up and it can move you and make you do stuff you never would have done because you're doing it for something bigger than you that you want to have preserved. It's hard to put your finger on it, but yet it's impossible to deny. Patriotism is real. And in my opinion, though, patriotism is also learned. It doesn't just happen. It doesn't just materialize because you're familiar with a place or a nation or a flag. And I got to ask, do you ever wonder if the next generation is going to feel like you do? I don't care how old you are. Doesn't matter whether you're Gen Z, Gen X, millennial, baby boomer, or of the greatest generation. Every generation feels like they're the ones who've got a corner on the patriotism thing, and they wonder if that next group of up-and-comers is going to get it like they got it. Well, that said, there's a lot of debate out there about the movie Top Gun Maverick and why it didn't perform better at the Oscars, and I'm going to get into that more later. But let me lead off my thoughts about patriotism here being a learned emotion by quoting a verse that many of you already know. Proverbs 22:6 says, "Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it." Now, before anyone takes offense, I acknowledge the verse does not say, "Raise up a child in patriotism." And I agree this verse has more often been used to discuss raising up a child in faith, and I get that. But I still think the sentiment, at the very least, is applicable. In fact, when you dig into it, you find that that verse, the original Hebrew translation of "train up a child," is literally initiate or instruct a child in the way he should go, with one commentary that I read saying it refers to the elementary instruction, to imbue things, so that the good things you're teaching them can be, you know, caught up early in their lives and embedded in their core so when they get older they will retain it and draw from it. Well, why shouldn't the same be said for teaching our kids that they live in the greatest nation on the face of the earth? I grew up like so many of you, putting my hand over my heart and reciting the Pledge of Allegiance. I grew up seeing school plays that honored the resilience of the Pilgrims and the honor of the Founding Fathers. I had generations of men in my life who went to war, who wore the ribbons on their chest that said they had been there and done that, but I could also tell that it wasn't just a job for them. I watched patriots, and I learned patriotism. I studied patriots, and I learned patriotism. And, this is key, I was intentionally taught patriotism by folks who wanted me to know and to feel what they knew and felt. They raised me up in the way I should go, and to this day I do not resent it. I do not reject it. In fact, I have worked to imbue that same sentiment about our nation in my own kids because patriotism is learned. And see, the left knows this. The left knows if they can convince our kids there's nothing here in the U.S. to love, that it will tear away the fabric of our very culture. I mean, how can you possibly feel good about being a part of something that has no redeeming qualities? Hence the constant calls to view the greatest nation on earth, the founders of civil liberties, as being systemically racist. There is very little to be patriotic about if you believe that 1776 is not when we cast off the shackles of totalitarianism and established this nation in which all men are created equal. If, in the alternative, you are taught that we were actually founded on the day that slavery came to our shores in 1619. How can you possibly convince a kid that the military is worth joining if that kid is told over and over again that racial injustice and climate change are the reasons why the military needs his or her time and not the notion of fighting to support and defend the Constitution? It's a conundrum. But the left knows this. And the left knows this, and that's why they're going after our kids like never before. So you make the message of patriotism appear to be tied to racism, ableism, sexism, and every other ism known to man other than patriotism, and you could tear a generation away from those things that we need them to carry into their adulthood. But I take heart in the fact that while the Oscars couldn't quite figure out why Top Gun Maverick was so well-loved, that the majority of Americans really get it. It's because at a time when all this was happening, when pandemic shutdowns and racial tensions and cultural battles over CRT, ESG, DEI, and LGBTQ and all the other alphabet soup arguments against our nation were raging, at that same time, that at our very core, we are still a nation that loves our flag, our way of life, our freedoms, and our nation as a whole. You say what you want about there being divisions in our society. I see it differently. I know that most of you do as well, because those who know that if tomorrow everything that we had was attacked or stripped away or torn down, that we would still have a bunch of us who don't look alike or talk alike or otherwise relate to each other, who would still stand up for what we have left because it's our country. And we are patriotic. We are patriots. But the left wants that gone. They don't want us to raise up the next generation of kids to love America so that when they get old, they will not depart from it. You see, patriotism is learned. And the teaching of it has to be intentional. So teach your kids and your grandkids and the next generation, teach them about the love of country. When they get old, they'll be patriots. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Yeah, Boomer, I'm feeling my oats today, man. I'm all in. I just looked at this whole situation about Top Gun being dissed. I mean, just totally dissed. And I thought, you know what? I don't care if they get it. I get it. Patriotism is learned. And there's a whole lot of folks out there, young and old, who still get teary-eyed when the flag waves, and I know it. It's because they were taught something when they were younger and they didn't forget it when they got older, and we got to continue doing that to the next generation, because if the left gets their way, there will be no patriots. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right, saving the world one soundbite at a time. Boomer, you threw a little ELO bump in there, man. Yeah. Little ELO bump. That was good. I'm going to be singing that the rest of the day now, probably. Don't bring me down. Okay, so got some great texts in, by the way. Thank you to those of you who sent in comments about the monologue just now. Just a couple of those. JT from Lacey Springs. I don't know if I can read it. Can I read that? I don't know if I can read that.
Yeah.
He says, Colonel, that was a good kick in the nads to get the point across. So thank you, JT. Missy from Falkville. She's awesomely right. She says, awesome, beautifully said. You could take that monologue and replace patriotism with God, because our country desperately needs both. Totally agree, Missy. And I sent back, I said, agreed. Jeremy from Huntsville just says, fantastic monologue from sea to shining sea. Thank you, my ruffian brother. We got several more in here. I'll just jump around a little bit. But I tell you what, let's do this, though. The text lines are open. You probably figured that out. The number is 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. I'm going to update you on something with the March Madness bracket in a minute, or Boomer is, but let me tell you this first. Boomer is so awesome. So Boomer. On the website, you know, I tell you guys all the time, there's a ton of stuff on the website, rightsideradio.org. That's www.rightsideradio.org. Well, we had a notion. You know, you hear me rattling paper. I'm sitting here every day, you know, with, you know, 15 or 20 articles that I'm using as I call them the resources for the show. I get up early in the morning, like somewhere around 4:30 or so, and somewhere around 5:15 or so, after I've just had my quiet time and all that, I start resourcing the show. So I'm usually sending Boomer an email somewhere around what, Boomer, around 6:30 in the morning,
about
or 6:30.
7,
something.
Yep.
Yeah, okay. But I send him all these links, and I've got the triple dipper on there, and each dipper then has like 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 articles to go with it. And so when you hear me rattling paper, I've sent him all the links, and Boomer then comes in the morning and he takes all those links and he formats them in a way and just prints them out so I can use them, all right? So getting rid of all the ads and the fluff. Here's the deal. More than once I've had somebody say, what was that article you read? Or where was that again? And so I got to thinking, you know what? Why don't we do this? Every day when we're doing the show, you can go to rightsideradio.org, go to the tab that says live stream. And right at the bottom of the page, it says a link for today's resources. You hit that, and it shows you exactly what I sent Boomer. You can go yourself and get every article that I'm referencing if you want to read it yourself or show it to somebody or print it. What does it matter? And it's all these different resources. Like today, I'm looking down the line. I've got stuff from 1819 News, CBS, Forbes, National Review, Daily Caller, Political Insider, Daily Mail, Fox News, Variety, National Review again. So anyway, all those links are on there. They're divided up by the dippers, 1, 2, and 3. So that's there for you now at rightsideradio.org. It'll be up there every day. If you hear me talk about a story, you should be able to find the link based on what dipper it was in. All right, there's that. And then the other thing that's cool, and we'll probably talk about it more after the break because I don't want to run out of time. Boom Shakalaka had an idea. He does that sometimes.
I have some ideas.
Every once in a while, you have an idea, brother, and you had a fine one. So we got
a good one.
We got a Right Side Ruffian March Madness basketball bracket going right now.
That's right.
So tell them about it.
All right. So Right Side Ruffian March Madness bracket. You can find it. If you want to join, go to our website, rightsideradio.org, and it is at the top of any of the pages. All you have to do is click it. And then you can join, pick all of the teams that you think are going to win through the whole kick and caboodle, and then pick the champion. And then the tiebreaker is you have to score the championship game and make sure you push at the very bottom of it when you're done, you push submit bracket.
Okay.
You got to do that.
Okay, I can see me leaving that off because you're the techno guy. I'm going to be the dude where I'm the guy that they go, sir, have you tried rebooting yet? That's me, all right? So, this is pretty self-explanatory. Once you click into it, it tells you the teams, and all you got to do is pick the winners.
Yeah, you just click on them. Click on the winners of each game, and it moves them to the next. Moves them to the next, you know, the 32, the 16, you know, the Elite Eight moves them to the next one, and you just keep clicking until you want to.
Final four and
final
done.
Four, yeah.
All right, so even if you're like me and you're not a basketball aficionado, somebody who does not keep track of the stats, somebody who doesn't even know which teams are all in the bracket except that Auburn's in there and that's all that matters.
That's all that matters,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So if you're like me, you can still play this thing because it lays it out for you. All you got to do is click who you think would win.
Yeah, and McQueen's going to even play. She's going to pick the ones that have the prettiest uniforms. prettiest jerseys.
Nice. Nice. Do a little online research. You're looking for stats? No, I want to see what their uniform looks like. Oh, cool.
That's what she said she's going to do.
Okay. All right. And so they do it, and we've already got a bunch of folks in it because I know you sent our
40.
Our,
we have 40 right now.
All right. So 40 people have already joined the bracket. Are we going to have prizes? Yes.
Yeah. Might as well. This is going to be fun.
There will be swag. There will be Right Side swag for the winners or for the winner of the bracket. All right. So we got stuff. We're already laying aside stuff. And so if you want to join the March Madness Right Side Radio, Right Side Ruffian bracket, like he said, go to our website, rightsideradio.org, and right at the top of the page, in fact, the top of every page, that's pretty cool how you did that.
Mm-hmm.
Top of the page, you'll see it. It says, your March Madness Live, join our Ruffian bracket. Click on it and do what you got to do.
That's right. Bracket's also closed, though.
It's also appable, am I correct, on your
phone? It is appable, just the March Madness app. But once you click it, you can actually get into the app that way, too, and download it onto your phone.
All right.
So, makes it easy.
I hear the music playing. That means we're going to break. Y'all stay tuned. We're coming right back with number one of the Triple Dipper.